Now, this is a guy who works for Jimmy John's in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania, and he tweeted this out, and it has 2,273 retweets, and one of the College Football Reporters I follow happened to retweet it. That's how I saw this. This guy's handle is at pking1101. This is what he tweeted, quote, "Shouts out to Penn State football for ordering $1,200 worth of Jimmy John's for delivery and leaving a $0 tip. Hope you lose every game." End of quote. Now, this guy on his Twitter profile goes to Penn State and he says what fraternity he's in. And a little down in the Twitter replies, because people started replying to this like wildfire. I mean, people in the service industry for food were just going crazy at the idea that Penn State would order $1,200 worth of food and not tip. And then other people, Penn State fans probably, get involved in the conversation and they would say, well, okay, these guys are getting paid a normal hourly wage. It's not like a full-service restaurant where you're sitting down and expected to tip. So this is an interesting conversation. And this guy, P. King, who goes to Penn State, said someone asked him, "You the driver that got stiff, dude?" question mark, and he writes back in, "Nope, but I made and packaged their 120 box lunch order, tax exempt order." End of quote. So this one guy at Penn State boxed and made 120 sandwiches for the football team, and the football team paid $1,200 but did not tip the driver or anybody associated with Jimmy John's. Now, this really calls to mind the conversation about tipping ethics that happened in the very beginning of Tarantino's phenomenal movie, Reservoir Dogs.
I don't tip because society says I have to. All right, I mean, I'll tip if somebody really deserves a tip. If they really put forth the effort, I'll give them something extra. But, I mean, it's tipping automatically. It's for the birds. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're just doing their job.
Hey, this girl was nice.
She was okay. I mean, she wasn't anything special.
I talked about swimming to the best of your ability and track to the best of your ability, maximizing your medal opportunities. It would have been hard for anybody to do better, or it would be harder for Steve Buscemi to do any better than he did in that movie as Mr. Pink and Reservoir Dogs, one of Tarantino's earliest films, by far one of his best. But it gets into the tipping ethics discussion, and I do wonder this all the time, and I'm sure you guys do too. If I sit down in a restaurant and there is a waiter that takes my order, refills my drink, goes to the kitchen and runs my food out, that is a full service situation, and you obviously need to tip anywhere from 10 to 25%. Like, I would only tip under 15 if the service was embarrassingly bad, and I usually tip close to 20. But that's a situation where all of us know that the waiters, what do they make, $2 or $3 an hour below minimum wage, so you're supposed to tip them because that's how they make their money. It's not like they do make an hourly wage that's consummate with other fields. Whereas with a Jimmy John's driver or sandwich maker, those guys are getting paid a normal hourly wage, right? No. Okay, why don't I go to producer Tom Okima, who has worked as a Jimmy John's driver, matter of fact.
Yeah, I have a few years under my belt.
Okay.
And the way the driving works is the same thing as a waiter. They tax your tips. So you have to declare tips and you get amount off of your
right,
paycheck.
Right, but as the driver, are you making like $8 to $10 an hour or you're making like two?
You're not making two. You're not making as little as a server because
a server's... Okay, sorry. I shouldn't say waiter, waitress. Server is what we say
server,
in 2016.
Yes, that's a proper term.
Thank you for correcting me.
PC. They make a lot more of their income from tips because they're serving more people per day. So, but our jobs as a delivery driver, there's not, you're not just sitting in the back waiting for deliveries to come. You're there working the register, making the sandwiches. You are a full Jimmy John's employee, plus you're out doing tips or out doing deliveries.
All right. Now, in your unique background in this field, the next time Penn State orders 120 sandwiches, what percentage of the sandwiches will have loogie as an ingredient?
100%. 100%. I had a lady, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I had a lady who told me that I robbed her. And
wow.
I purposely didn't bring the proper amount of change so that she would be forced to give me a bigger tip. And, you know, insulted me to my boss, lied about what I did, and her next sandwich had a loogie on it.
It had loogie as one of the ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tuna
That's
sandwich,
right.
So it blended in.
That's why you are... That's brutal. That's why you should always be nice to food service employees. More to come on Night Moves.